Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And away we go, live on this Monday, April 1st. It is indeed Kale and Company right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We are always live on the free Odyssey app and, of course, streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube as we head until 10 o'clock this morning, 855-839-1210, the phone number. On social media at 1210WPHT, I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. Don Stenzel with the news, Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board, Phil Omquist, Anthony Dorenzo, our associate producers. Hopefully all of you had a great Easter weekend. Don, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, had a great Easter weekend. Happy April 1st.
Yes, April Fool's Day.
Yes.
Gregory, how are you, sir?
And just like that, the three worst months are over. January, February, March.
It's always about getting to April for me,
in many regards. It really is. Even though the weather in April is a little...
still stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, this week it's going to rain every day.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be cold, but...
yep.
We're getting closer. The grass is getting greener. Like, I'm just...
uh-huh. Getting
yesterday,
there.
At least the first part of the day yesterday was nice.
I know. I'll take it.
Yeah.
My visibility was off in the second half of the day as the clouds rolled in, so I really wasn't able to observe... transgender day of visibility with the tenacity that I was hoping to, but I observed it. We'll get to that nonsense coming up in just a little bit. We got a lot of good stuff to get to today. What actually happened and transpired at Jonathan Diller's funeral. Also, a week from today, a solar eclipse comes rolling through the Delaware Valley. What are Philadelphia schools and South Jersey schools planning to do about that? We'll get to that coming up a little bit. And also, it was expected to be a hit piece from the Washington Post. I think it was more like a swing and a miss. We'll get to that this morning as well. Cut sheet and so much more. But let's get to the news right out of the gate. Round number one at 6:04. The great Dawn Stensland.
Yes, and good morning on what is to be a rainy day. Rain moving in this Monday morning. Happy April 1st. We are sponsored this morning by American Heritage Credit Union. In the news, state police reporting at least 67 people were arrested. This after a group of protesters with the Party for Socialism and Liberation were blocking a portion of Interstate I-676, the Vine Street Expressway, over the weekend. Police say it happened on the eastbound side of the highway between Broad and 8th Streets, and that's according to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. So that one happening over the weekend. We had a lot going on over what should have been a sleepy Easter weekend, but police investigating after a swastika was found spray painted on a sign at Temple Beth Hillel Beth El in Wynwood, Montgomery County, right there on the main line. So the rabbi there saying the vandals defaced their sign, which usually reads, "Our community stands with Israel." And that was with anti-Semitic graffiti. It happened overnight, Saturday into Sunday morning. And members seeing that hateful vandalism when they arrived at the synagogue for Sunday morning prayer.
Anti-Semitism doesn't take any days off, I guess, huh? Not even for holiday weekends.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, well, I think that this was Jake Tapper's. Jake Tapper of CNN, not that it has anything to do with him, but that was his family's, his home temple. Not that I think it's an attack on him,
sure,
per se,
right.
But I saw that that was part of the reason it was making national news.
Right. Well, not watching his show is a big enough attack on him. That's all you have to do.
So they're cleaning it up. They're investigating, looking at area surveillance camera. You know, that's an important one as well. So we have that going on. I know that we'll talk about this, the fact that, in fact, and there is a lot of outrage on social media as the Biden administration has declared a solemn Christian holiday, Transgender Day of Visibility. Reportedly, the White House, the Biden administration, banning religious symbols, not the Easter Bunny, but religious symbols in the Easter egg art contest. So a lot of people, Jews and Christians, speaking out about that, mm-hmm. about our Judeo-Christian society under attack.
I saw, I mean, when that came out on Saturday, and that carried well through yesterday as well, my God, the reaction was just unbelievable how many people were tweeting about that. I was like, I'm just going to save all my thoughts for Monday morning. But, I mean, that was like the number one thing I kept seeing every time I opened up my ex account over the last 2 days.
Yeah, it's so true. You really did see it everywhere. I will say in Philadelphia, although the trans flag was flying starting last Thursday, I believe, the Trans Day festivities that were supposed to have gone on Sunday, they were postponed.
Mm-hmm.
So we did not have here in Philadelphia at City Hall, maybe because everybody had the day off.
Right.
The Parker administration was at church, etc. So they didn't have anybody to man or woman that, etc. I don't know. We didn't really get an explanation.
Wait. I've done some math. I did some math yesterday, looking at the population of America and how many people make up the LGBTQ community, mm-hmm. and then the trans section in general within that community. Where do you see how many days I have for you that celebrate the LGBTQ plus community based on the amount of people in this country? I've never seen a community more celebrated and represented in the history of the United States. It's going to blow your head. It's going to blow your mind.
Come on, Nick. I mean, it's a vast majority of Americans.
Where do you hear this math coming up later today?
So we've got that going on. The Phillies wasn't the best performance. Bryce Harper.
It wasn't the best performance.
We did win. We won.
I almost threw up Saturday when he flew over the dugout at first base for that foul ball.
Yeah.
Oh, did you, I was watching it live. Did you hear the thud of his body on the concrete?
Yeah, it did not look good.
I'm like, there's a part of me that says, look, play hard all the time. But there's another part of me, I was like, it's game two of 162. I can't afford to lose you.
I know. They smartly kept him out of the game yesterday, but
yeah.
They said it was a scheduled day off.
Game three?
Game three is unbelievable.
That was what was reported. But you're only as good as your last performance.
Yeah.
So we are the victors.
I'm gonna have a scheduled day off this week on Wednesday. Because I only work 2 days this week, so I'll take a third day off.
I have nothing to say about that. I don't know what they can't release, you know, what it was HR wise, but
right.
It's a scheduled day off.
Yeah, so, this is another reason why they got to shorten preseason baseball. We don't need 6 weeks of exhibition baseball.
Yeah.
To get a day off after the third day?
Yeah.
It's atrocious.
Especially after you lose two games in historic fashion.
Yeah. Can we ever get off to a good start with this team? Honestly, I feel like every year for the last 3 years, it's like slow April. They're going to be looking up. They'll be like 3 games below 500.
The best thing about the Phillies right now is Reese Hoskins playing for the Brewers and just destroying the Mets.
Stop.
Oh, did the Mets get hammered this weekend?
Yeah, and they had all kinds of controversy because he just lit up the Mets.
Good.
And one of the Mets pitchers ended up throwing at him.
Yeah.
And got ejected.
Yeah, all my buddies from Odyssey and Atlanta were texting me, how your Phillies doing this weekend, pal? Like, dude, is it April or is it October?
Yeah, why
relax.
Do people have to do that?
I know.
The rain is coming, 49 degrees right now, but it'll start to get pretty heavy around the 7 a.m. hour and then stay. It'll increase from there. So I'm looking at the hourly here. It's just not a party day, fellas. We got the high today of 53 degrees, but the steady rain, as I say, begins in less than an hour. Showers continuing through the afternoon, and then really a raw, rainy week continuing. This is today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we're all tomorrow and Wednesday, 48, 49 degrees. Thursday, we pop up to 51, but still raw and rainy until Friday. Finally, the sun comes out for the weekend. So Friday, 49, sunny. Saturday, 53, sunny. 60 degrees and sunny for your Sunday. So at least we have an opposite effect with at least the sunshine we can look forward to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sorry, that's the best I can do.
Well, Phillies play at 6:40 tonight. I'm guessing that might get washed out, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be raw, rainy, and pretty ugly.
Great.
We've got American Heritage Credit Union, though. Unlock financial freedom with American Heritage Credit Union. Secure your future with a 13-month IRA certificate, 5% annual percentage yield, or enjoy flexibility with a 10-month 5% APY. Visit AmericanHeritageCU.org. Join today. So thank you, American Heritage Credit Union, for sponsoring Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:12 on this Monday morning. Let's kick off another week with another Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And the Big Take is brought to you by Holland Floor Covering. The Big Take, the trans troll game. It was an incredibly tone-deaf week for the Biden administration last week. Joe Biden was in New York City for a fundraising gala and couldn't even attend the wake for slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. And Democrats that did show up were met with resistance, such as New York Governor Kathy Hochul. See, the Democrats love a good photo op. It's like when Joe goes down to the border, shows up for 15 minutes, takes a few pictures, and says, aha, I was there. But thankfully, the surviving family members asked Kathy Hochul and other officials this past weekend in New York to leave. But the Biden administration figured they would double down on their unbelievably oblivious strategy on Saturday as they came out and said that yesterday, Easter Sunday, March 31st, 2024, would be, quote, Transgender Day of Visibility. At this point, it's no longer tone deaf. In my opinion, this is all by design. It's a trolling of Christians on a major religious holiday, and it's done so that you will speak out, and so they can label you as transphobic to further push an agenda of fear, hatred, and division that primarily doesn't exist. For those of you tracking at home, you also have June, which is Pride Month, an entire month dedicated to the LGBTQ plus community. But in total, did you know that there are 145 days on the calendar that celebrate some form or fashion of the LGBTQ plus lifestyle? 145 days. There's only 365 in the year on the calendar. And what exactly is Trans Visibility Day? I would argue you have plenty of visibility. We see you marching in protests. Absolutely, you're right. We've seen you invade biological female sports. You know how that gets under my skin. We've seen and heard you on TikTok, on the cut sheet. We've seen you in ladies' locker rooms. Planet Fitness, prime example. Body mutilation, government buildings, on and on and on. You are seen and you are heard. The Biden administration releasing this press release from the big guy on Saturday, quote, "Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity," end quote. Biden also went on to ban religious-themed Easter egg designs at the Easter egg roll event. The White House banning children from submitting Easter egg designs that include, quote, questionable content, excuse me, religious symbols, overtly religious themes, and partisan political statements. Joe Biden, devout Catholic. Never forget that, folks. And how could you forget this? Remember last year, Easter 2023, and also Pride Month, June 2023? Listen and watch last year's circus sideshow. There you have Gritty, the Flyers mascot, twerking with multiple Easter bunnies on the left, and on the right-hand side of your screen, if you're watching on YouTube, topless trans women and men showing off their breasts on the lawn of the White House. It's just unbelievable. And I was told that the adults were back in charge at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You have to love the decorum of this administration. However, the Trump administration wasn't going to allow this to happen without issuing their own statement saying, quote, it is appalling and insulting that Joe Biden's White House prohibited children from submitting religious egg designs for their Easter art event and formally proclaimed Easter Sunday as Trans Day of Visibility. Sadly, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration's years-long assault on the Christian faith. We call on Joe Biden's failing campaign and White House to issue an apology to the millions of Catholics and Christians across America who believe tomorrow is for one celebration only, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, end quote. So Joe has time to infuriate millions of Americans on Easter weekend, but doesn't have the time in his schedule on his calendar to pay his respects to one of New York's finest. Well, Donald Trump did. Here is 45 talking with Brian Kilmeade of Fox News on Friday. Listen and watch this.
They wanted me to be there, and I wanted to be there, and I came in from Florida. And what a family, the Diller family. And they lost a hero, really. I mean, just a hero. They're devastated. The family is devastated. The police force is devastated. The whole country feels this way. And it's happening more and more, and it's really a lack of respect for law and order, and we have to have law and order back in our country, and we're going to, because this can't happen. This was a brutal murder.
Not only is he a police officer in the prime of his life cut down, this guy had 70 collars in 3 years. He loved doing the job, and this is a blue blood family.
Sure, blue blood and top of his class, and everything perfect, a beautiful record of doing his job properly and fairly. And this is what happens. It's just so horrible. Jonathan was, you know, they say, walking the top. He was the top in every respect, top of his class.
You saw over the last 72 hours the stark contrast between two administrations. For Donald Trump, it's about Easter and law and order and paying respect to police. For Joe Biden and his administration, it's about fundraisers, galas with celebrities, and Trans Visibility Day on an Easter Sunday. The contrast between the two administrations couldn't be more clear. And hopefully these differences will resonate with millions of Americans. And the ultimate Day of Atonement will be on November 5th, 2024. In the meantime, make sure that the trans community remains visible at all times. Less than 9% of society is LGBTQ+. And in within that 9%, only 1% to 2% are trans, yet their days are celebrated on 40% of your calendar days, 145 out of the 365 calendar days. So remember, remain visible at all times, because we wouldn't want anyone to get in their feelings about not being seen or heard. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
All right, big take this morning brought to you by Holland Floor Covering. Holland Floor Covering, the region's premier flooring dealer. Family operated for over 50 years, providing exceptional service and professional installation. Visit their showrooms in Wayne and Newtown. No charge samples, no obligation estimates. Learn more at hollandfloor.com. If you want to jump in, you can certainly do so. 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHD. And of course, in the YouTube chat, it's the Kale & Company comment community. Just go to youtube.com/@1210WPHD and hit the like and subscribe buttons. We'll get to more of this on the other side and what exactly happened in New York for the wake and the funeral of fallen officer Jonathan Diller. We'll get to the facts and the details on the other side as we continue. Kale & Company on a Monday morning. Nick, Dawn, and Greg back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The sports calendar is loaded this week, and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is making it even more exciting to get in on the action. Looking, if the game is played tonight with your Philadelphia Phillies, they are -1.5 against the Cincinnati Reds. Looking ahead to Saturday, the men's college basketball tournament, NC State at Purdue. Purdue is -9.5. And then Alabama at UConn, Alabama +11.5. Those are my picks for this weekend. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets. With any winning $5 bet, it's $200 you can use to bet the tournament. MLB, NBA, NHL, and so much more. Go to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg, and make your first bet a big win. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHD. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, 21 and over. President of PA, first online real money wager only, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Hopefully all of you had a good holiday weekend as we roll the calendar over to April. April 1st, April Fool's Day. We'll see who's got jokes. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. Get us on the free Odyssey app. And, of course, watch us live on YouTube. I want to get Dawn's thoughts on this because, Dawn, you are the most religious of the three here on the show. But I came across the LGBTQ plus calendar and the sheer amount of days that are dedicated to people within the LGBTQ plus community is astounding. Phil, I think we have the graphic if you can throw this up, and I'll just highlight some of this. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see all of the days that are dedicated to the LGBTQ plus community in regard to yesterday being Trans Visibility Day, according to the Biden administration. That was yesterday, March 31st. You look at all the days in April here, and I'll just highlight a few. April 26th is Lesbian Visibility Day. We've got the entire month of June, which is Pride Month. Then you get to July. July 14th is International Non-Binary People Day. July 16th is International Drag Day. Then we get to October. The entire month of October is LGBT History Month, which includes International Lesbian Day, National Coming Out Day, Gender Fluid Visibility Week, so you get a full week right around the 17th of October, and then we get to November, and the entire month is Trans Awareness Month, where you have Transparent Day, which is November 5th, which actually will coincide with the Election Day, so maybe we can just like stick the election on the back burner for Transparent Day. It's like, take your trans kid to school day, right? Take your trans kid to work day. Transgender Awareness Week. Transgender Day of Remembrance. You know what this reminds me of when you look at this entire calendar? It's like when Opelka sends out his show prep email. At the top of his email every day, it's, you know, what day it is in National Day history. Today's National Pancake Day. Tomorrow's National Avocado Day. Tomorrow, Wednesday's National French Toast Day. Every day is a day. So, Dawn, I did the math. 340 plus million Americans, 9% of which identify as LGBTQ plus, which would include lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and I believe the Q stands for queer. Of that 9%, 1 to 2% is trans. So 1% of 33 million is what? Less than 3 million? So we have almost 150 calendar days dedicated for the smallest sliver of the pie of society. Make it make sense for me. I can't figure it out. Because I don't even know that these people vote for Joe Biden and Democrats. I think a lot of them hate politics in general and don't want to be bothered by any human being on earth, much less a politician. So I don't know who exactly they're pandering to and if it pays off come election day, but here you have it. But I know you are certainly very religious. So Trans Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. John, your thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, because I know he likes Corvettes, maybe he actually thought they were talking about Trans Ams. Get your trans out of the garage, drive
around. Was that the Pontiac that made that? Or was that the Grand Am?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Joe Biden also issued a proclamation, not only declaring Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday, but I will point out other holidays, including Cesar Chavez Day and Arab American Heritage Month.
By the way, guys, he didn't, like, this isn't his day. This has been a day. March 31st has been Trans Visibility Day since 2009. So, like, this isn't Joe Biden saying, let's make this Trans Visibility Day. It's always been March 31st.
How about you move it then?
He issued a proclamation about it. So I don't know.
What do you mean he issued a proclamation about it? I don't know what that means. Like, he tweeted something about it?
No, he issued an official from the Office of the President of the United States.
Yeah, it was what I read in the Big Take.
Okay.
His official prepared statement that he didn't type up.
So, in other words, it might have been a thing before, but I don't think a president of the United States of America ever issued an official presidential proclamation.
Right. Okay.
But pronouncing.
It's been around for 15 years. It just so happens that this year Easter was earlier than I can ever recall.
Well, next year Easter's on 420. So, like,
is it really?
Are we going to do, like, are the potheads, like, are we going to be outraged that the potheads get that day?
Probably.
No. Even though I'm not a weed guy, you can have 420 day.
Look, here's the thing, is that it is, like, there's, like, let's just give them the entire year, because basically that's what they get, 150 days or
it's,
whatever it is.
It's absurd.
It's stupid. It's outrageous. Nobody, I don't even think people in that community even know these days exist.
I would agree, especially for yesterday and Saturday, because, like I said, I don't think these people pay attention to a lot of politics. So that was my rhetorical question. Who exactly are you placating here? Because I don't know, like, that people overwhelmingly give a you-know-what about Joe Biden.
Yeah, but I think that, okay, two things. First of all, I think to Nick's point about why Nick put this in his big take is because a lot of people thought, okay, this has been around since, like, 2010, no big deal, the day. But Biden chose on March 29th, knowing that this was going to be a thing, mm-hmm. that it was going to make headlines, and still did it. Issued that proclamation on Transgender Day of Visibility 2024.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So they all certainly, unless they're really stupid, which they're not, mm-hmm. they knew that this would make some headlines.
And couldn't you wait till today? Couldn't you just come out and mm-hmm. say, hey, moving forward, March 31st will be this official, to your point, proclamation day? It just seems to me that this goes, and I'm like I'm not overly religious. I'm religious, but I'm not super hardcore religious. We look at the trends here, and what's been the pattern? The Biden administration, the feds going after guys like Mark Houck. It just seems to me that more than ever, it's like, hey, it's okay to trigger the biggest segment of religious people in the country. Think about how many people in America are Christian or Catholic. I think I saw something to that effect of 63%, and that number is dwindling because we've seen over the years that I think religion, as far as the amount of people that are religious, has kind of dwindled and been kind of chipped away at. I don't think America is as religious as they were 40 and 50 years ago. And I think there's a lot of polls that show that. So I think, and I'm not one of these outraged people, but I think everybody that was outraged that is religious Saturday or Sunday had every right to be. Where it's like, we're always told, like, oh, well, we need to be inclusive and diverse and equity. And yet, you know what? You know the community that seems to be being pushed away is the community that the Biden administration seems to flat out ignore, which is the biggest segment of the population. The catering to the fringe is what I don't get. For either side, by the way. That's right and left. I don't understand why we allow 1-5% of any community or political party to alter the way the masses are supposed to operate. Whether that's far right or far left. Obviously, in this case, we're talking far left. But it's the optics of it. And I can't imagine that this sits well. And I would imagine if you're a Catholic today and you're a Democrat, but you're not far left, are you turned off by your president, Joe Biden, that you voted for? I didn't vote for Joe, but I'm asking, like, the moderate Democrat out there that saw what happened over the weekend, that is Catholic and Christian, were they offended? That would be my question. I don't know. Did you go to church yesterday, Dawn? Were people talking about that at service or anything like that?
After, there were some people joking after the service saying happy Transgender Day and things of that nature, because it just seemed over the top. And then the combination of the fact that reportedly the White House, although they're claiming now that this has been a policy, but they banned religious themes from some of the Easter egg contests. They could only have bunnies or whatever.
That has been a thing since 1978. Like, they didn't do that. It's been in place since the Carter administration.
Well, why did they put that in? Why would you ban religious Easter eggs on Easter?
I don't know. It's been in place since the Every administration has done it since Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that specifically is on Biden by any stretch. I don't understand this banning of religious stuff on a religious holiday.
Because there's separation of church and state, I guess. God. Maybe nobody enforced it in the past. I have no idea.
Separation of church and state.
But I think all of it together, just people just were just going, really? But people are just kind of, nobody, I don't think anybody was genuinely upset about it. People were kind of, it was a joke. I think people think it's literally a joke. Meaning Biden's a joke.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what a joke. Like,
right.
Roll their eyes, whatever.
Yeah. Well, speaking of jokes, this was also a joke on Friday as we had the wake for now deceased NYPD legend. I'm going to call him a legend because, I mean, this guy had a resume that, you know, you would look at if he was a cop in Hollywood with, you know, wrangling up bad guys. I think it was over 70 citations. The late great officer Jonathan Diller. And I think there was a lot of people talking about what transpired at the services heading into Easter weekend. And here is what I've been able to gather. So according to Fox News, New York Mayor Eric Adams and District Attorney Alvin Bragg showed up unannounced at the wake on Friday. Also, Officer Diller's widow, Stephanie, according to sources, confronted them, telling them that they need to change the laws and that judges that are releasing these dangerous criminals should be held accountable. To which Adams and Bragg, and keep in mind, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, used to be a police officer. So the fact that this stuff is happening under his watch is, to me, kind of like a double whammy, because as a former police officer, if you ever become a mayor, one of the first things you should be is pro-police and very much a law-and-order politician, to which he is not. So then the family of Jonathan Diller had asked visitors to wait outside while they privately said goodbye when closing the casket. And then, speaking of politicians in New York that showed up, the governor, Kathy Hochul, shows up. And the family, and the video went viral over the weekend where it looked like one of the men, and you can see it now on YouTube if you're watching, with the motorcade rolling in. And then you'll see, I think, the father or another family member kind of not necessarily lecturing Kathy Hochul, but he's pretty animated. He's got his fingers pointing in a couple of different directions.
God bless that guy.
I know. What a great guy that is. And he asked Hochul and her group to leave.
Absolutely.
And then also Attorney General Letitia James. So we have all of these people here, Bragg, Eric Adams, Letitia James, Kathy Hochul, on down the list, all of these Democrats that have gotten behind these policies of not being law and order, no cash bail, people being out on the streets with criminal justice reform. We know that this killer, this suspect, Mr. Rivera, Guy Rivera, has, I think, I've read anywhere between 14 and 21 priors. And you have two totally different administrations. Joe Biden can't show up and just do a photo op for 15 minutes. And who knows? Maybe he gets the same treatment as Adams, Bragg, James, and Hochul. Yet you have Trump showing up and, you know, meeting with the family and then speaking afterwards. So it's just, the optics of it are very bad.
Trump was invited, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it is for this group, for these people. And if you saw the line, I saw a video online over the weekend of all the people there.
Never seen something so big.
I have never seen, I mean, what an outpouring of support and love and, you know, like, you couldn't ask for a better cause than something like this and for everybody to gather around.
No.
And for these politicians to, like, and I'm not talking about Trump because he was invited, but, like, these, like, Hochul and all these people showing up, like, just stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I get the sentiment, but obviously you're not wanted there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't cause a scene. It's their moment. Don't make it about yourself.
Yep.
Just stop.
The president of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association said, quote, their presence is more than a distraction. It is a stain on the legacy of a true hero who made the ultimate sacrifice, as well as the scores of dedicated and committed public servants who will carry on his mission despite their constant criticism, cynicism, negativity, and frivolous accusations. I've also got a story here from the New York Post about how Hochul reportedly left the wake after just a few minutes as attendees recorded a heated exchange with one of the assembled mourners, and clapping could be heard in the background as she left. The columnist for the New York Post goes on to write, "What exactly did Hochul think would happen? That she'd be embraced by the officers and family members grieving for the unnecessary loss of an officer's life, due in part to lax enforcement and punishment for criminals, the very policies that she and her ideology are in favor of." So this is one of those things where I think, you know what, you got to just stay home. It would be like Alejandro Mayorkas showing up at the wake of Lakin Riley.
Yeah.
Like,
agreed.
You know, you have a lot of, quote, blood on your hands. I would probably just stay out of that proceeding, but that's just me. 855-839-1210 is the number. All right, we'll come back, wrap up the 6 o'clock hour. Philadelphia and South Jersey, differing approaches for schools and students for what's going to happen 1 week from today. Which side gets it right? We'll get to that when we continue. It's Kale and Company, Nick, Dawn, and Greg on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I am so grateful to my friends from Piazza Premium Automobiles, from the Piazza Auto Group. They're just great people to deal with, for sure. And as far as Piazza Premium Automobiles, they continue to grow their luxury collection of brands. And they're welcoming in those two newest members to the family of dealerships, Infiniti Ardmore, as well as Maserati of the main line, both located right there on Lancaster Avenue. Of course, whether you turn to the Piazza Auto Group or the Piazza Premium Automobiles, you're going to get that same first-class customer experience that everybody in my family has certainly come to expect from Piazza, and you're going to get that, too, from Piazza Premium Automobiles as well. Find your new or certified pre-owned Infiniti, Maserati, or other Piazza luxury brands like Jaguar, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and more. Check them out. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us live on YouTube. Cutchy coming up just about 1 hour from now. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour two in just about 15 minutes. I thought this was a pretty interesting story. And as I read this last night, before I read it, when Stocker sent out some of his stories that he sends out each night, I was thinking that Pennsylvania and Philadelphia schools would take a different approach. So I got to give him a little bit of credit here. The story in the Inquirer, because coming up 1 week from today, next Monday, we are going to see at 3:23 p.m. on Monday, April the 8th, a solar eclipse, which is expected to reach its peak in the skies above the Abington School District, 3 minutes after elementary schools normally dismiss. I guess they dismiss at 3:20 Monday through Friday afternoon. And rather than send students home in darkness, the school district will extend the elementary school day by 25 minutes and then bring the kids outside equipped with protective eclipse glasses to witness an event that won't happen again for another 2 decades. Abington Superintendent Jeffrey Fetcher told families in an earlier message this week, quote, "We plan to take advantage of this celestial event and use it as a unique educational opportunity for our students." Now, here's the differing view and the differing policy in New Jersey, South Jersey specifically. A number of school districts are planning to dismiss early, including Cherry Hill, which told families on Thursday it would be dismissing all grades by early afternoon and canceling after-school activities. They go on to say, quote, "We have had extensive discussion regarding the risk of serious eye damage from looking at the sun during an eclipse without proper eye protection." There's meetings for this stuff. They're having meetings.
That's amazing.
He said that while the eclipse was, quote, "being used as an educational opportunity in schools, we want to make sure that we address all safety concerns." I actually think Pennsylvania's got it right. I would keep the kids in school a little longer if it means another half hour, 35, 40 minutes or whatever. Now, if you've got protective equipment for your eyes and you want to be able to watch this and witness history while protecting your eyes and keeping kids on campus, so to speak, a little longer, I'm all in favor of that. I'm actually going to rip South Jersey here. I think that's soft out of South Jersey. I'm not saying stay around, stick around, and stare up into the sky until your retinas burn. But getting out of school early, this just seems to me to be the trend and the theme in America. Anytime we can shorten a work day or a school day or a half day or an early dismissal, we do it. And now we're going to do this for a solar eclipse for all of a handful. So think about in the amount of time that this thing will take to pass by, how many minutes that these teachers and educators and faculty members spent having meetings on how do we address this? I go Pennsylvania for the win here. Sticking around in school a little longer. Soft, South Jersey. Soft. I'm calling out Cherry Hill.
Well, they could go over the bridge and check out at the there's going to be a party. There's going to be a big party.
Oh, yeah?
And this is the Franklin Institute.
Oh.
So they're having a solar eclipse viewing party.
Yeah.
And the first 200 guests, you get an exclusive
cocktail
solar eclipse donut.
A solar eclipse donut.
Uh-huh. Oh, how about that?
So you get diabetes and go blind.
But they're having it's a cute idea. It's free. And it's going to be like, you know, they'll have, because it's 208, right?
Yeah.
So they'll give out donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Have a lot of fun. They'll have a DJ. That's a cute idea.
Now, a solar eclipse. I mean, I don't know. How are you going to go about that throughout your life next week? Well, I mean, 3:23, I'm like usually getting my show prep done. Do I go out on my balcony and look up? Do I put sunglasses on? Do I close my blinds? Are we prepared for this? Does anybody actually care? I got to be completely honest. I have no interest in witnessing a solar eclipse.
Really?
No. I've got no interest in that stuff.
Well, you do have to have the special protective. It can mess up your eyes.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to go out there and stare up at the sky or anything like that. But I'm not into like the
you have no
planets
interest.
In solar.
Yeah, you're,
like
you
have, the, remember you have, what was the thing we used to have in our in there was the planetarium?
Sure.
Yeah, that never did anything for me.
What is
really?
I'm not into that stuff. I'm just not.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You much rather watch wrestling.
Mm. Exactly right. WrestleMania will be in Philly this upcoming weekend, which, by the way, the weather forecast is not looking great for, folks. So that's going to stink as well. All right, 855.
By the way, Sergeant Mark Fu is on the YouTube chat.
Yeah, he's wrapping up his shift, I think, right now.
Eddie says, let them go home early. Who cares?
Why do we have to go home early all the time? Oh, we got an inch of snow coming. Early dismissal. 4-hour delay. Whatever happened to kids being troopers and just going to school every single day?
It's a good teaching moment, though. You can you can teach them about.
I think it's a liability thing. I think they want to send you home early. So if you stare up there into the sky and burn out your retinas, it didn't happen on school time, and they're off the hook. That's what I think it is. It's always about money and liability. That's just me. 855-839-1210. All right, we'll come back. Kickoff hour two. Dawn's got some news on the way. And then a very interesting story from the Washington Post that was teased and teased and teased for days and weeks as a hit piece on one coach that I think is politically motivated. We'll get to that and the whiff and the swing and a miss on the other side. Cut sheet coming up at 7:45. And we're back after this here on Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.